Hey guys, welcome to By the Lyric. My name is Lisa and we air every Thursday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. This is the show where I take lyrics of songs that I think are interesting and kind of analyze them and look to what they mean. So today I chose to do Gooey by Glass Animals. This is the second single off of their debut album Zaba and the first to U.S. alternative radio. As described in an interview, it's about youth and naivete and childness and a love encounter gone wrong, all set to sexy, chill instruments. Gooey was also featured as the song for the closing credits of Magic Mike XXL, and the song was also used in the 2015 iPhone 6S reveal commercial, which featured a variety of beautiful colored betta fish. So maybe you guys are kind of going to get the vibe of what this song is all about. So the lead singer, Dave, also said that it's kind of meant to be funny. All the lyrics are meant to be cheeky and said from the perspective of a child, someone a bit up in the clouds. So I was using all these references to things that kids would talk about. He's glad that people like it and take it seriously. So let's listen to Gooey for the first time here on By the Lyric at Radio Laurier. Welcome back. So that was our first listen of Gooey by Glass Animals. Let's start right away with the first verse. So the words go, "All right, come close. Let me show you everything I know. A jungle slang spinning round my head and I stare." Okay, so this is one of the reasons that I actually chose to look at this song this week is that there's a lot of words that kind of don't seem to have any obvious meaning. So in these first few lines, "All right, come close, let me show you everything I know," the singer sets up the relationship between himself and the song's subject, teacher and student, wise and naive. A jungle slang spinning around my head and I stare. The singer holds knowledge the subject does not, which he likens to slang. Slang is language usually specific to certain groups of people, and it takes a certain amount of knowledge to be able to use the correct words and phrases. The fact that the slang is specific to the jungle makes it all that more exotic and foreign, so the subject better be paying attention. All right, up next in our song rotation, we have Drop the Game by Flume and Chet Faker, and Basically by Taishi.
I've been seeing, oh, I've been seeing your soul. Give me things that I wanted to know. Tell me things that you've done.
All right, we're back. So let's go into the second verse now. While my naked fool, fresh out of an icky, gooey womb, a woozy youth dopes up on her silky smooth perfume. All right, so while my naked fool, to accentuate the naivete of the song's subject, the singer compares them to a newborn, freshly born, naked, and devoid of knowledge. Fresh out of an icky, gooey womb, frontman Dave Bailey has said before that he usually writes lyrics that fit the sonics of the song, and the words icky and gooey are amazing descriptors which mirror the liquid-like qualities of the background beat. It is also worth noting that fool is Shakespearean slang for baby. A woozy youth, a youth that hasn't solidified their state, lacking identity and substance, along with a real journey or path to follow in life. Just starting to get the hang of things, but still unbalanced. Similar to the disoriented state a newborn feels when it enters our atmosphere. Dopes up on her silky smooth perfume. This line is most likely in relation to the smell of your mother releasing dopamine. Mom's perfume is what a child relates to comfort and safety. In this case, the baby fresh out of the womb shows preference for its mother. This could also possibly be referencing oxytocin, which helps in maternal fetal bonding, making you feel good and has been dubbed the love hormone. Could even start to allude to the fact that the subject is infatuated by the teacher and that they have some kind of romantic relationship. All right, so next up in our song rotation, we have Fall in Love by Fantagram and The Ghost Inside by Broken Bells. Welcome back. So again, that was Fall in Love by Fantagram and The Ghost Inside by Broken Bells. So jumping right into the pre-chorus, it goes, "Right, my little Pooh Bear, wanna take a chance? Wanna sip the smooth air, kick it in the sand? I'd say I told you so, but you just gonna cry? You just wanna know those peanut butter vibes." So, "Right, my little Pooh Bear, wanna take a chance?" As said in an interview by Dave Bailey of Glass Animals, this particular line is just calling the character in the song Pooh Bear, as it's a way to describe that person's personality in serious depth using just two words. Pooh is quite aloof, succumbs easily to temptation, has very little foresight, and is very childlike. "I am a bear, a very little brain, and long words bother me. Winnie the Pooh." While this is a direct quote from the band member, aloof may be the wrong choice of word here. Aloof is defined as not friendly or forthcoming, cool and distant, which is the opposite of what comes to mind when thinking of Pooh Bear. Silly, unaware, distracted, unfocused are all better words that we think the artist could have used. "Wanna sip the smooth air, kick it in the sand. I'd say I told you so, but you just gonna cry." The youth would rather frolic through life and not have to face any hardships or responsibility, but the singer makes it clear that this isn't realistic. Making use of the future tense suggests that the youth won't listen until they come to this realization themselves. "You just wanna know those peanut butter vibes." The band explained the phrase peanut butter vibes in an interview. They say, "Similar thing to the Pooh Bear. It reminds me of being a kid, getting it on a spoon and walking around, getting it stuck to the roof of your mouth. It's also sticky, unhealthy, and a bit addictive." So really, another simple way of saying all those things. His lover wants him to recapture their youth and at the same time get lost in indulgence. So up next in our rotation, we have Down by the River by Milky Chance and Hunger of the Pine by Alt-J.
Down by the river, I was drawn by your grace into depths of oblivion and to the lover's place.
All right, welcome back to By the Lyric. Again, that was Down by the River by Milky Chance and Hunger of the Pine by Alt-J. So now we're back into the chorus of Glass Animals' Gooey. It goes, my simple sir, this ain't gonna work. Mind my wicked words and tipsy-topsy slurs. I can't take this place. No, I can't take this place. I just want to go where I can get some space. The chorus is the youth's response to the criticism lobbed in the pre-chorus. Already in an intoxicated state, they don't have the mental capacity to internalize the singer's warning, nor would they seem to want to. Instead, they express a want to escape the current confrontation. The profanity, wicked words, and drunkenness, tipsy-topsy slurs, both decidedly carefree qualities, lend support to the chorus being from the carefree youth's perspective. The singer has been level-headed throughout the rest of the song, and it would seem odd that he would lose control only during the chorus. So up next in music, we have Crystallized by the XX and Bavarian No. 1, Say You Will by Mike Snow. Welcome back. So again, that was Crystallized by the XX and Bavarian number 1, Say You Will by Mike Snow. All right, we're into the third verse in Glass Animals' Gooey. Truth be told, I've been here, I've done this all before. I take your gloom, I curl it up, and puff it into plume. So this is a statement of understanding and empathy from the teacher and narrator to his naive student. It's an admission that he was also once a student of this jungle slang. I take your gloom, I curl it up, and puff it into plumes. The second part of the verse would seem to be the song's subject trying to defend themselves against the singer. They come back at the singer with a notion that they are in fact experienced. They then offer to change the singer's realistic yet decidedly joyless disposition by eliminating his gloom. Their way of facilitating this carefree attitude seems to mirror the use of recreational drug use. So up next we have I Feel Like I'm Drowning by 2 Feet and Caroline, a song by Nether Friends.
"20 years old, but you look 25.
All right, welcome back. So again, that was I Feel Like I'm Drowning by 2 Feet and Guru by Coast Modern. So we're already at the bridge and Glass Animals is gooey. The words go, hold my hand and float back into the summertime. Tangled in the willows, now our tongues are tied. How can I believe you? How can I be nice? Tripping round tree stumps in your summer smile. So hold my hand and float back to the summertime conveys a sense of longing to return to a previous time, likely when things were better. One may try to cope with a conflict by adopting a mindset that is shrouded in the past. Tangled in the willows, now our tongues are tied. Okay, this is where there's a little bit of debate as to what the meaning actually is, or you could take it to mean two things. First is ignorance is bliss with a nostalgic twist is exactly the coping method that the song subject is trying to resort to. The singer's rigid attitude is contrasted by this unworried trip into the past, the tangled and organic setting of a nostalgic forest and the tied tongues of a kiss. However, in an unromantic sense, tongues tied could also mean that the current inability to have a normal conversation with the youth who is not willing to understand and consider the teacher. The teacher is looking back to a time when they were both in the same headspace, but the youth's unwillingness to learn is now causing a lack of agreement and makes them fall apart. How can I believe you? How can I be nice? Tripping round tree stumps in your summer smile. So again, twofold is the meaning here. Genius says that the singer's doubt begins to resurface and that his tongue is probing her mouth and is tripping around her teeth, the tree stumps in her smile. Meaning he is lucid enough to see that their blithe love won't last, with the word tripping being used to point to the instability of her carefree attitude will lead to. However, someone else commented that the bridge is not referring to kissing at all. The teacher is simply stating that they were closer to the youth when they were younger and playing in the forest. In Your Summer Smile refers to wearing a smile as opposed to the fact that their tongues are now tied and they can't communicate in the same way. It's also interesting to note here that summer smile is an insult in regards to the location of someone's teeth. Summer here, summer there, summer yellow, summer missing, summer teeth. I don't know if that has any meaning here, but it's interesting that they use the word summer smile. Up next, we have Down by Marian Hill and Guru. Sorry, we already listened to that one. Down by Marian Hill and She Wants to Know by Half Moon Run.
Didn't even really want to go.
All right. We're back. So we've gone through all of Gooey by Glass Animals. I also think it's worth mentioning the music video here. So let me first describe it to you and then I'll let you guys know my interpretation. So it begins with a gold-covered hand doing some kind of experiment in a lab. Then a small assistant takes the eyedropper of the final substance and walks it over to an older male wrestler that is lying on the floor. From her standing position, she squeezes one drop of the substance into the wrestler's mouth, who immediately gets up, goes down a set of stairs, and begins wrestling a younger male. The older male wins by pinning down the younger male on his back and then proceeds to spit onto his cheek. The drop of spit then rolls off of his cheek and into his ear. The younger male immediately gets up, walks over to a bed, and starts kissing a tall, lean woman. We very clearly see their transfer of saliva. She then gets up and dances away from the man in the bed and into another room. As she's dancing, she begins to sweat, and a drop of her sweat leaves her nose and lands in the eye of a nearby man on the floor. We then see this man holding a clear drop on a golden plate and carrying it to an overweight woman lying naked on a sofa chair. He picks up the drop and dabs it into her mouth. She then begins to sweat out of her hair, and we see the original gold-covered hand wipe up her sweat in a cloth and then proceed to wring it out that cloth on a set of coals, creating steam. We then see all of the people from the video in white towels surrounded by steam. I believe that this drop is supposed to represent the transfer of knowledge and how differently we consume it. Whether we are waiting for it and someone delivers it to us, whether someone has to wrestle it into us, or whether we are actively seeking it out ourselves. The journey of the drop also seems to go through all five senses, another metaphor for how we absorb knowledge, and the vast diversity of people in the video shows how vastly different the knowledge that we can learn can be. So here we go. We're going to have our last listen of Gooey by Glass Animals off their album Zaba. All right, so we seem to have some technical difficulties, and Spotify is not playing the song for me. Anyways, so this has been By the Lyric. My name is Lisa. I'm on air from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. every Thursday. If you have any suggestions for us, please tweet at Radio Laurier or follow us on Instagram at Radio Laurier to send in any suggestions you may have. Again, shout out to anyone who's been listening out, especially any out-of-towners. I know there's a few of you out there. And keep listening and thinking about the music. All right, enjoy. All right, so that was our last listen of Gooey by Glass Animals, which is the song that we were looking at this week. Just a reminder to everybody that Radio Laurier is hosting a Dirty Bingo event at Chainsaw on November 8th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. It's sponsored by Stag Shop, and I think the store is called Different Strokes. So if you're able to make it, come out. It's going to be a great time. And again, my name is Lisa. By the Lyric is on air from 4 to 5 p.m. on Thursdays. And if you have any song suggestions that you'd like me to look at or analyze, do some research on, I'm more than happy to. Just tweet at Radio Laurier or send us a direct message on Instagram at Radio Laurier. And I look forward to hearing from you guys. All right, have a great weekend.